Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast and beyond, This Week in America. Back with us on This Week in America via Skype from London, England, Starlight, an internationally acclaimed, award-winning author, singer, songwriter, rapper, artist, photographer, book designer, feminist, international traveler, and X Factor contestant. She's of Italian origins, lives in Europe, has traveled around the world to gather information for her books. A woman of intrigue and mystery, she writes under several pen names. Her two newest books just released, Talking Funny Emoji and Money Conspiracy, Trump is a Bleacher. Pleased to welcome back to This Week in America, from her base in London, international media personality and influencer, Starlight. Starlight, welcome back. It is always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us again on the program.
Oh, thanks to everybody for having me back again. I'll try not to talk as much this time.
Well, you're the guest, so talk as much as you want. We want everyone to learn about you, to learn about your books. During the video on the screen, you'll see six of her books. We will talk about those during the course of the program. If you go to our website, link on, you'll find out the books, and you'll get the direct link to Amazon and her website as well. Let's talk about, first of all, a little bit about you. How long have you been an author? When did this passion start for you to write? Because you are a successful, prolific author. When did this start for you?
Well, it started as an author in 2014, and I wasn't having no interest in becoming an author. I was more like interested in telling stories or being an actress, traveling, making money. But when I traveled from Spain, from where I used to live in a convent, and then I left and went working by myself, and I decided traveling. I came to England, UK, and my vacation wasn't very lucky. So I ended up with so much hustle, so much trouble, that I ended up having to do all sort of things, since my money got stolen at the airport and my passport got confiscated in 1990, that was. So I had to do all several things to get my money back, and I got in more mess. And these days, in 2014, I decided, since I wrote poetry so much, I decided to start with poetry. So I made a poetry book, and with the same poetry book, I went on X Factor and rapped on 2014 season two. So that's a long story. It's still on YouTube, but now I write. I decide I'm just off with rapping. I'm just off with writing too. So I'm actually designing books in these days. A lot of people locally want to design their own books, their own stories, and they don't have very good English, or they don't have artistic work. So that's what I do. I design it now.
I love that, and I added that at the last minute, book designer, something that Starlight is doing, and it's so important. You'll be impressed as you're watching the videos, the covers of her book, when you see all of the different colors and how expressive they are. And then the book cover is like your calling card. You want that to grab information, and she does such an excellent job with that. Starlight is our guest on the program. Her website, starlighttherwriter.co.uk. All that information on our website. The thing that's really interesting with these books, they're all based on true stories, aren't they? All of these experiences that we feel so badly for the people in the book, those are all experiences you went through. This is all based on true life, isn't it?
Yeah, most books are, even the poetry ones, yes. Apart from The Wizard of Oz, When Magic Faces Science, that's been published by me too, and by myself on my own platform, and it's on Amazon, eBay, and also even advertising YouTube. That's for children, and that's probably my only children's book, and it's called The Wizard of Oz. And then subtitle is When Magic Faces Science. I think I told you once before in an interview. And apart from that, all the other books are based in true stories, and some of them really horrid stories I've been through. And now I even write comedies to get away from all those horrid stories. So that's how I became to do these things.
I love in the fact that you're doing the publishing yourself, so you are your own editor. You can put in all of the things that some editor or some publishing company may say, we can't put that in. Nobody will believe that. You put it in because your life has been certainly certainly a series of ups and downs that you write about. Mentioning the poetry, two of your poetry books you sent to the royal family over there in England, and they responded and appreciated the books and the artistic ability that you have. A lot of this is based on your feminism. You've been involved in marches and protests and had the law after you, if I recall, several times during this period. How important is the role of feminism in your life and shaped who you are as a person and as an artist?
Well, it is important, but the only thing is I go to places thinking there is feminist and female power. That's why I came on vacation to London, to the UK, trying to find out if there was really woman power. But this was in 1990. Margaret Thatcher was the head. The Queen's still there. The Queen is dead now. The Princess died a while ago. But I didn't really find that much woman power at all. Actually, I think they suffer a lot from jealousy in their envy, and that's quite a lot of chauvinism. Unless you love them, because it's a rule of regulations of the country, you have to love them. And I don't think so, you know.
Yes.
I don't have to be that polite. If I want to love somebody, I love it because it's the culture. I come on vacation. I don't have to be forced to love anybody, you know. I don't have to be that polite, you know. that's what it didn't make sense.
So many of us wish that we could live that life. We're forced into politeness because we think that's what we have to do in a civilized society. And I love your approach to life. If you see something that's not right, you call it out. If feminism isn't there, you start all of your feminism. So it's such a wonderful way that you write, approach your writing. Starlight. That's Starlite. If you just Google Starlight the author, all the books will come up. You've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the two newest books that have come out just in the past couple of months. Let's start with, I love the title on this, Money Conspiracy, Trump is a Bleacher. Talk about this. What is the perspective that you bring across in the book, Money Conspiracy?
It's based, like I said, in facts. You know, I hear a lot of publicity on the, I usually don't watch television, but with the media in these days, we don't watch that much television, but we watch a lot of media.
Yes.
And in these days, it's all about politics. And we heard that Trump tried once, and then in London, is sort of not very well accepted because in here is a very chauvinist convicted criminal. I don't know. I've never been in America. I've been in South Africa. I've been in Spain. I've been in a few places, but not exactly in USA. In here, let's say it doesn't have very good good reputation for the women. Saying that, I decided to write a book about conspiracy money, and includes politics, my perception on politics. And mainly it's a woman politician in England trying to revive her passion because she's aging and she wants to go back on politics, even though she hates Trump because of his techniques of publicity, his chauvinism. So she goes along with him, smooth talks him, everything, so she can get back in politics. At the end, she commits horrid crimes, she incites crimes, anything to get into politics. And she sort of used the fact that she is a politician, and she believes that because she's a feminist, she's really fighting for all the women causes, which she's not. Some women are not fighting for the women causes, she's just fighting for themselves. And that's what the book goes about. And Trump is, she's just using Trump just to get back in politics. At the end of the story, she sort of dies without having the revenge against saying to Trump, I hate you, you know?
Yes.
That's what she wanted to really say.
The book is receiving rave reviews internationally. Looking at reviews, 5-star reviews, it's an interesting approach to the story. The book is Money Conspiracy, Trump is a Bleacher. The author is Starlight. And let me go through, actually, Anna Rita Starlight is the name that's on this book, and we'll talk about that in a second, the use of pen names. I want to talk about the other new book, also written written under the pen name Anna Rita Starlight. Talking funny emoji. You take sort of a change here on this, don't you? You have a sense of humor. You're presenting it in this book. Tell me about the story behind talking funny emoji.
That's definitely based on a true life story, a sense of humor. It's like saying my experience with scamming publishers, my experience with horrible experience with airports, my experience with scamming solicitors and lawyers. And at the end, of course, the subtitles of this book is called I Hate Robin Hood and Lady Marian, because when I came here in 1990, I was excited to know about Robin Hood. I don't know what the culture was, but Robin Hood was so exciting to me. And I then realized Robin Hood actually had a Lady Marian. And in my situation, there was a Robin Hood with a Lady Marian. And this Robin Hood actually gets foreigners in a lot of trouble. So I wrote a comedy saying, I hate Robin Hood and Lady Marian. And honestly, if you see blood all over my office, the joke is, Lady Marian gave birth, or I just killed Lady Marian because she does anything for Robin Hood, including getting me into trouble. That's the joke, but actually it's true.
Interesting, and it all unfolds in Starlight's new book, Talking Funny Emoji, We Hate Robin Hood. The books are available wherever books are sold, and a couple of books you've written that have had a UK influence but are really doing well internationally, Bloodshed in UK Laws and Anti-Legal Kidnap UK. Just briefly, when you write about something as controversial as these topics in the UK, what do you take some heat over there? Are people irritated? Do they get mad? Is the government after you? Will you be arrested before the interview is over? What actually is happening in your life?
Actually, she stopped my dentist, and I didn't realize I trusted her before I published this book. So I sort of went to my dentist, and she slightly said to me, oh, it's okay, you got a cavity. And I said, actually, I had an allergy. Could you just fix my jaw? And she said, I told you, I already gave you a splinter for the jaw, but just keep it. I told you that. I'm going to numb your face, and it will last for 2 hours. When I finished this dentistry, and this was long before Christmas, my face still numb, and I think she's very sadistic. She's about to get fired anyway, but that's the way of putting it. I rebel, I write things, and when I know the people I trust in here, they actually they play nice, they smile at you, and when you realize they've done something and then I know I cheese them off, I mean, upset them. And I didn't realize she read my book, but obviously she did because she was annoyed with it. And she actually hit the wrong nerve in my face. It's still numb in there for the past 5 months.
And you are not, and you're not going to leave it at that. I love Starlight, who's out there avenging all of these wrongs to her and others in society. It's such an inspiration. She is such an inspirational talent, and you see that expressed in her writing, in her artwork, in her cover designs that we just talked about. Let's talk about Starlight writing some other pen names. What pen names can we find your books under?
Okay, I started with Starlight, my poetry book, through poems. I think it was an American company called Ex Libris. And then I did another book called Traveling Desire, which is published on Amazon, but also by New Generation, which is in London. And because it's slightly based on a true story, it is slightly banned. So it's still online, but the book is not really for sale online. It's actually, I can sell it because I got a few copies, but it was so upsetting for what I said in the book, then it's sort of banned it. And then I went with the Aqualite just to change my name. See, and so I did another book called The Wizard of Oz, when magic meets science. And then now I publish the same story with a different title, which is called The Wizard of Oz When Magic Faces Science, which is about, remember the book, the movie Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yes.
So I call it The Wizard of Oz with Dorothy and the Ruby Shoes. Remember that?
Oh, yes. And this book is now available. The books that Starlight has written, all available. We've got links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If you Google Starlight, L-I-T-E, the author, you'll find that information there as well. Her website, starlightthewriter.co.uk. On the video, we've got pictures of the book covers of several of her books. She's been with us on the program to talk about the funny side of chaos. The last time she was here, featuring COVID-19, that book was an exceptional read and still available. And The Businesswoman, we talked about that book as well. What are you working on now? It seems like every time we talk, we've got a number of new projects to talk about. What is next for Starlight? Let's start with writing. What book is next for you?
Well, like I said, before I start publishing books, I recorded a CD with four songs. One of them is dedicated to death of Princess Diana. One of them has no lyrics. One of them I wrapped on X Factor. It's called Discipline. And one of them is, I can't even remember, but it was four songs. And I recorded a CD. I still have it, and I'm about to burn it. That means burning CDs means duplicated, making copies of it and sell it. So I can do that myself too, because I got the techniques now. And I also do publish my books. So I have at least 14 books published. Five of them have been published by myself. Eight or nine of them have been published by Ex Libris, Auto Reputation, New Generation, Amazon, and what was the other one? I forgot.
Well, yeah. There's so many out there, and you can, like I said, if you Google, you'll get all the information, and you can contact her. We've got her email, which will be up on our website, lisasimpson.org@gmail.com. That will be in the program description. You can find that there. Is writing relaxing for you? Is that how you sort of unwind when you sit down at the, I assume you sit at a computer and use that? Is that therapeutic for you? Is that relaxing?
Well, it's a terrific way. It's, you know, comedies actually is better. In London, actually, they finally came with something, a good policy, they have something called free NHS. And usually you have to pay for everything, but NHS pays free. And they come with something new called humor. They want it to be free therapy with humor. So that's one thing I can appreciate in here, because I write comedies, like I said, talking funny emoji, which is for teenagers, really. And it's called I Hate Robin Hood and Lady Marian. That's the subtitle. So that's a comedy. And what I'm trying to say is, it's a way of relieving the stress, yes. Taking in consideration I've been through a lot of stuff, and I'm 54 now, and I can't believe I'm 54. You know,
you made it. You made it.
You just, you know, I did like that so much, because it makes me really feel that I'm not that old. Yeah, it is relaxing. Writing comedies is good, and now I'm doing dancing. I do yoga. I got my own yoga techniques, my own dancing too. So if you watch me on YouTube, it's called Kate Hall. Kate, as in K-A-T-E-H-A-W-E, Kate Hall, and that's where I do my dancing on it. And me on X Factor, some of my books. I even have some of my poetry. All the things I did all over the years it's just a form of relaxation. It has a therapy, I suppose. And writing is one of them. Comedy is my best.
And I can see where you sort of look at things and all you've been through and put a comedy spin on it. It's something that you've been able to do and to live through and smile about it. And you go through all of your accomplishments. You've crammed a lot into 54 years and you're still going strong with all of this out there. That Kate Haw that Starlight mentioned, if you Google that, K-A-T-E-H-A-W-E, videos there. We've got as many links as we can on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The time has gone by quickly. A couple minutes left. What do you hope readers take away from reading your books? What do you hope the end result is for those people that enjoy your writing, your videos, that enjoy the artistic ability that you have? What do you hope your impact is on your audience?
Well, First, for instance, my YouTube, I'm trying to attract the audience. I am also a good marketer, and I have a lot of videos explaining things, how to market yourself. And that's when I include my dancing, which improves my marketing skills, and also advises people on the dangers of prejudice, the dangers of believing you got loads of friends, and when your friends are not really that friends, on the dangers of being naive, on the dangers of just being, too straightforward, too easygoing. People just take advantage of you. So it took me forever to recover from loads of stuff, and writing is one thing, but I'd like to the world to know there's still woman power going, and there's a case like Gisele Pellico. I would like to support Gisele Pellico. I'm just not quite sure how, but yes, I put videos about a lot of chauvinists, about equal rights, about prejudice, and also I also of course trying to make money, of course, and that's why I came with a different organizer, which is it's something you put in your office, and I created as my photography on it. You can put all the emails, you can put all the phones, you can see my photography in it, and you can just put it in your office as stylish. So it's another idea I've got, another project. Apart from silent protests, I also do silent protests.
It's just what amazing that all you've done, continued to do, and the spin where you've got this sense of humor, you're able to tie it all together with humor, but you're able to take head on with some of the problems we're going through in society. All of this, now I'll give you some information here as we close. Starlight is Starlite. If you Google that, Starlight the author, you'll get information on Google. Her books are published at Amazon. You can find her books there, her books under her name, Starlight, also Aqualight and Anna Rita. And we've got all the links for a number of the books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Her website, starlightthewriter.co.uk. And the website that I mentioned before, the email, lisasimpson.org@gmail.com. A lot to remember. Just keep looking. You'll be impressed with what she's done. You'll be moved by her stories. You'll laugh at her stories.
Rick, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Rick, I would like to interrupt you there. I also have a different web now. It's called Starlight, the writer. Dot com. So I have both .com and .co.uk. So I have both of them, just in case, just to
Okay,
confuse people.
that is good. We'll get that up on the information here as well. Starlight, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for doing this. You're out publicly enjoying the day today. I love the sunglasses. I love your attitude towards life, and can't wait to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You bye, Rick.
Goodbye, Starlight from London, England. Our guest on the program, Starlight, and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.